Praise God. What a presence. Amen? Amen. And that's what we came for. What a wonderful day and what a wonderful presence. I also, as you know, it is Mother's Day. I would like to call on the most beautiful mother in all the world to come up here, please. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, you guys dressed alike, and we didn't even know it. My dad won't let her out. She's begging to get out, and he will not let her out. He's held her back all her life. I want to present this rose to the most wonderful mother in all the world, and I thank you for giving me birth and for dedicating me. She laid, now you, all you mothers who've given birth, back then when I was born in the Stone Age, they did not want to take you cesarean. They would at the last moment, and they did. But I do not remember, obviously, but I was told. I've been told. Yeah, she remembers. 72 hours of hard labor. Yeah. And just before she died and I died, they decided to take me. But while she was laying there in that week long or however many days of convalescence, she said, Lord, I dedicate him to you that he'll serve you all the days of his life. And I have. Isn't that amazing with the power of mothers? And Mom, I love you so much. Thank you so much. Praise you. Hallelujah. In a moment, we're going to honor all of the mothers that are here. And maybe your mother's not here. Maybe she's someplace else. Maybe she's in heaven. Listen, rejoice if she's there. One day, that'll be the last time I'll do that with my mother. We all got to recognize that. One day it'll be the last time these girls to get to honor their mother, if Jesus so tarries. But if they're here or there, we just honor them with thanksgiving. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we can't labor this very long, so I'll tell you, no speeches. But if you're, let me say it like this. If you're mother is here and you'd like to just present her with a rose and tell the congregation how much she means to you, we're going to give just a few moments to that. Who wants to be first? Okay. But don't make us cry, whoever you are. Well, this was not a setup. I didn't know. Yes.
I didn't really think about it, so I won't cry. I guess as far back as I can remember, she's been my mother. But I have to say, as far back as I can remember, I don't ever remember her making a wrong decision in raising me and Davy. And we had an awesome childhood and an awesome upbringing, and I know there's those out there who aren't as fortunate, so I understand it is definitely a blessing. So thank you, Mama. You want to go to your bed?
And your mother can come up with you too, so we can see who the congregation is.
I came prepared. I wrote a poem last night. Like, I had 2 days to decide of what to write on. And here it goes. It's entitled Glass. My mother is glass, the beautiful, handcrafted, and blown kind. She is shaped by the light she lets through, negative, positive, it doesn't matter. She always turns it into something beautiful. Fragility is not a problem. When she is falling, she always catches herself before she shatters. Shatters to pieces when it comes to a time that she finds herself in pieces. She turns to God. God is her glue, but if she is too broken, he serves as a glass blower and molds her into something breathtaking. No matter how dusty she gets or gets moved around, pushed around, she still shimmers. Shimmers like when the moonlight hits the water just right. The scene catches the air in your throat. From its beauty, just like my mother, who is something beyond and truly beautiful, like glass.
Hallelujah. Why, Jade? I mean, who can follow that? I mean, the church service is over. It's all over. Wow. Oh. Now Motown comes. All right. Now we want to hear from the hood, okay?
Well, first of all, I want to thank my mom for everything that she did. I love her a lot. She's the most beautiful woman in this world. And I thank you for everything that you do.
I want to thank my twin mama for everything she do for me. She took me in since I was 9, and I appreciate everything. I love you.
I want to thank my mom for everything she's done, been for me, been with me through everything, through the ups and downs I had in life, and I just appreciate her more than anything in the world, and she's my best friend, and I love her.
Same here. Not biological. That doesn't make a difference. Thank you for always being there.
I want to say something to Priscilla. I just want to say I'm so proud of her, everything she's been through, and I just love her. I love her for being a good mom to the girls, and just for being with us. All the time. It's like we've been closer now than ever.
Let me give her a rose.
Okay. Oh, they're stacking up now.
I just want to say
I just want
to be on the stage. The best mom in the world. She's been both my mom and my dad my whole life. She had the hardest job. And I hope one day I'll be as godly of a woman as she is.
Praise God. Now they're messing me
your
up.
Best daughter.
Don't forget the rose. Don't forget the rose. Don't forget the rose. Okay. Cometh Felda. Oh my God. The whole church got up. All right. After this, it's over, okay? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Okay, now that we're all crying, this is our mama. She birthed all 5 of us and raised us all, and she did a really good job.
I've never cried before. I have the best mom in the whole world. I've never told her that, and I've never told her I love her before. I love you so much.
I'm not gonna cry. Just wanna say, I just want to thank you for raising me right, raising me here, and I love you.
I love my mom. Thank you for taking care of me.
My mom's the best mom in the whole world. I love you.
Hallelujah. This we needed on film.
Well, we don't have all day, so I could write a book and books and books. Like John says in the Bible, there's not enough books to contain every the great things that Jesus did, and it's the same thing for my mom. We've gone through a lot. I'm not crying. And I just love her so much because she's, if you name it, she's done it for us. And the way that she thinks ahead and thinks of us and every situation, it's already solved before it even happened. So anyway, I just want to say thank you and I love you.
I just want to say thank you and your family for everything that you do to help my grandma with me and stuff. And I really thank you and Pops for letting me stay the summer over at y'all house and everything that y'all did for me this summer. I am really blessed to have you and Pops in my life, and I love y'all.
I don't know whether I'll get these guys to say anything or not. James, you want to say something to your mom? JC?
My mom is very special to me, and she loves me so much, and she knows what I want, and she knows what I need. She knows what I need to wear. She knows she loves me, and she loves all of us as a family, and a lot of love in us, and a lot of her love for us, and just her time to give us some of her goodness, and her, she knows all of us are together, and we know she knows us. For a long time, she had me. I was her first child, so I was very blessed. Somebody prayed for my hair. I have very long hair, and she loves me and she takes care of me, and I really love her so much.
Amen. I just want.
You're awesome.
So awesome. I just want to say a quick encouragement to the mothers. We're in a season in our life where I've just never been, excuse me, more appreciative of the love of a mother than I am right now. I mean, Jesus himself is the servant of all. And I watch my wife serve and love over and over. I don't know that I've ever seen the witness of Christ so strong in my life. And I appreciate you, Maria, for that. And I encourage you, you mothers out there, Jesus sees your heart. What you do day in and day out, the smallest of things are huge to him. Do not measure yourself by anything but how he sees you. And so I just send blessings to all you mothers. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
This is to Amber. I saw you walk in with Aubrey. And every time I see you walk in, you stand as a testimony of God's faithfulness. Every single time, I'm moved and I'm encouraged. He's faithful.
Hallelujah. Lupita, I have known you for a long time.
Well, I want to begin by saying I'm super blessed. Number one, because I have my mom. She's an amazing mom that loved me through thick and thin. Put her through a lot, but she raised me right, especially by introducing me to this man called Jesus. And I'm just overwhelmed with just love, as well as I'm blessed to have 5 children. So I kind of understand what she means. Don't do this, it's not good for you. And I also want to acknowledge Barbara, because she to me, spiritually, has taught me so much. I love her very dearly. But I just love my mom.
Don't forget the rose. Oh. All right, here we go. I want you to get the rose to start with, girls, so you don't forget it. Because the rose has the anointing in it, okay? Who's first?
Okay. Whose idea was this? This is not, like, just not attractive to be up here crying. I just wanted to say that, first of all, I'm going to cry. As soon as Kirsten got up, I was just like, no, I can't do this. I just wanted to say that you're the best mom in the whole world, and I'm glad that I was born to you, and someone who's going to, like, love me and raise me right, even when sometimes didn't want to, probably, do all the things that I wanted to do and just take care of everything that needed to be taken care of in my life. And and I love you, Mom.
Thank God for waterproof mascara.
Well, the fact that I can't hardly keep it together shows you how much I love this woman. She has mothered us and fathered us in so many ways. She apologizes so much for making bad decisions, what she thinks is bad decisions, but she has no idea how many times she gets it right. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be in this house. She was the first one that came here, and she decided to bring our family. So, I'm so thankful for that. She's made us stand for our family in so many ways by homeschooling the kids and choosing not to do the things that some other people in our lives choose to do as mothers and as leaders of their house, and I'm so thankful for that. And we take her for granted so many times, but I want to tell her today that I'm so thankful for everything that she does for our family.
and what she does for so many other families. She has mothered so many children over the years, and I'm so thankful for that. And now working at a daycare, I've learned what it's like to mother children and love on kids, and it's such a special thing. So I love you, Mom, and I thank you so much for everything that you do.
Anybody else? Here we go.
I'm going to go first since you're the oldest. He's the oldest. Go ahead.
This will be real quick.
Okay.
I just want to say I'm double blessed because not only do I have the best mom, but I also have the best wife. And she's been a wonderful mother, you know, after, you know, just losing her parents at a young age. You know, she never let that hold her back, but she's been strong, and not only that, she's made me stronger. So I just want to thank her.
My mom's the best.
Amen.
And I'm very lucky to have her.
Thank you. Do you want to say something after all? Stop crying.
I love you.
Aww. I love you too.
Fantastic. Here they come. Dear God, more and more of the Betancourt offspring. If it wasn't for Marty and Gay and Homer and Rosie and we wouldn't have much of a church, but thank God we do have a wonderful church.
I love my mom, and I love her so much.
Oh, I love her so much.
Come here. I love my mom, and she's the best mom in the world.
I love my mom for all that she's done for me and took care of me and raised me.
I love my mom, and she's my best friend.
All right, who's, remember, Christmas presents are riding on this. There's, your future is in store. Oh, Amber wants a big gift, I see.
We already did my mom, so obviously it's not her. But I wanted to say thank you to somebody who's very special to me. And there's a lot of people here, but they probably wouldn't even amount to all the children she's taken care of. And this is for Melody. For every baby that, come on. You're so special to me. This is where every baby ever took care of in an orphanage or a missions trip or in your home. And all the babies you're gonna take care of that are yours and anybody else's. And for taking care of my baby all the time. For the first few months when she would say mama, I was mama and she was mama. So I was a little jealous, but I got over it. But thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Yay. This woman definitely needs to be honored. I appreciate that. We'll wait till she gets here, and why don't you go ahead and get her a rose? There she is. Hallelujah. I can tell you, this is one of our wonderful women for many reasons, I'm going to say, and mainly because she puts up with her husband, Ruben.
I'd like to say thank you for my mom for everything she does for me and everything. I love you, Mom.
I'd like to say thank you to my mom because she does everything for me. I mean, everything. But I love you, Mom, and have a happy Mother's Day.
I just want to say thank you to my mom for always being there no matter what I went through, no matter what I did. And I love you, Mom.
First of all, I want to say thank you to my wife. And I got one of the good ones, okay? But I also want to say thank you for my mom. See, this isn't easy for us Mexicans. We're kind of down here. We don't say nothing. I mean, we'll take her to dinner, whatever have you. But to say I love you, it's strong for us.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't forget those big dinners today. Let them play in the cage if they want to also. Wherever you take them. Anybody else? Okay.
This one's for Sister Candy.
Hold it up where we can hear you.
I mean, I really thank everybody here that's like been a blessing to me and like to me and my grandma, and that's been like a mother figure to me. But I really want to say thank you, Sister Candy, for welcoming me and my grandma with open arms when we first came to this church. Mm-hmm. And I love you and Pastor so much. Okay. Y'all such a blessing.
Thank you.
Coming still. I think when I told everybody your future rests upon this, started the thought process.
Well, I just have to thank this woman right here. Even though my mom isn't here right now, she's been like a mom to me right now. She's been with me through everything. She has like believed in me, saying that to keep up, and she believed me. And I wasn't really a friend of God. And then this woman came by and then told me to believe in her and that I would get, that would never be let down. That will always keep my head up. And even though my mom isn't here, she even told me that she was proud of me already for doing this. And I just want to thank you. And I love you like if you were my mom.
Okay, well, I hate public speaking, but I came up here, so my grandma is very important to me. She's always been there for me, and she does a lot for me, and sometimes I take her for granted. But I love her so much, and I couldn't have asked for a better grandma. And she's so loving, and she's so giving, and we're just so grateful to have her in this family.
And even though my mom isn't here with us at church today, I love her. She does so much for kids like Carolina, and she just loves people. And she does so much for me. And I just love her.
My mom's not here today, but Mom, I love you, and I appreciate you, and I'm ever so proud of you. You are a woman of God, and we look up to you, and we bless you. And I want to say the same for Miss Callie Pearl. She's not here today, but I want to stand in for Manus and all the children that she's raised. We love you, Miss Callie. You've changed our lives, and you've raised us up to love Jesus, and we love him because of you, and we bless you. And I also want to stand in for Sister Payne's family. She told me today that they're taking her on a cruise for her birthday, and she has a real strong spiritual heritage that she's passing on to her family, and I just wanted to recognize her too. Happy Mother's Day.
You're a pretty big boy to be coming up here.
Ask the Lord to tell you how big I am.
That's right.
excuse me. My mom's in a better place. She went home to be with the Lord. But as far as I can remember, my mind cannot go any further back. But I remember my mom, she always opened the Bible. And she made sure that we knew who Jesus was. And even when she couldn't go to church, she would ask people to take us. She always wanted us to be there. And I owe my life to the Lord. But he came through my mother.
Hallelujah.
And I look to her as a prototype to mothers. And Miss Sharon, you were just like her. You have raised your children from the beginning to know the Lord. And you have a great, great promise coming to you in heaven for being a godly mother and doing all that you can and could do so that your children would know Jesus Christ. And I thank you.
Miss Yolanda. Yolanda Gonzalez, do you know your name?
My mother's in heaven, and she was a beautiful, giving, wonderful woman. But I went through a hard time after my mama passed when I was in the hospital. Every night she would call me and help me go to sleep.
I want to thank the Lord for this day that he let me get up. And my mother ain't here today. But I remember when Pastor Blanc was laughing in a good way. There was a Baptist pastor next to my mom in the hospital. And she accepted the Lord when I introduced her to him. She accepted him. And I knew in my soul that she did. But then that day, I just wanted to be perfect sure that when I walked into heaven, that she'd be there standing there. So I want to thank the Lord with all my heart, and to all the mothers, may the Lord bless you abundantly.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
I just want to give this to my new friend, Martina, because you're a mother and her kids can't be with her today. And I know that they love you. You're a great woman. God bless you.
I just really want to appreciate Miss Candy and Miss Barbara, great women of God in our church, and I know we have others, but I just thank you for being the examples that you are. And then I would just want to honor one other person, and that's my stepdaughter, Olivia. My heart goes to her today and a lot of days because her mother's in heaven. And I could never take her mom's place, and I wouldn't ever want to. And I just love you so much, Olivia. And just know one day you're going to be united with your mama again, and you're going to have a wonderful time with her.
Amen.
I have not had a mom since I was nine. She died in a car accident. And Marcia has been there for me and my sister and my brother. We've been through a lot, and she's encouraged me. And I mean, we might have had hard times, but she means a lot to me because she's the only woman that I ever had that was my mom. And everybody else in the church, like Miss Candy and even Melody, like everybody who's encouraged me as a mother, it means a lot because I haven't had a mom. And every woman who's been there for me and encouraged me and said that they love me, it means a lot.
This is a day. This is a day to be remembered. If Davy Jean gets in.
I wasn't going to get up here because with my luck, I'd fall or something. So, but I love you, Mom, so much. I wasn't going to cry, but whew, there's so much that she's done for me. I can't even begin to describe. I mean, I've always been a mama's baby. I can remember in first grade her dropping me off and me running out of the classroom down the sidewalk just to hug her. And that afternoon she spanked me for it. And just everything she's done, I call her every day on my lunch break. I call her every day when I get off just to see what she's doing. And I love you so much.
You have not got up.
I have one to give. Everybody's going to have one of these before we leave today. Okay. I want to take this back to Mama. She's not my mother-in-law. She's my mama. I remember her. I don't remember life without her. She's the greatest mother in the whole world, and I've always told her, when I give her a Mother's Day card, she doesn't get mother-in-law cards, she gets mother's cards. And she has been, we always joke about it, we're like Ruth and Naomi. And if anything was ever, which it couldn't happen to him, I'd still be with you forever. So I love you so much. I think you're the greatest. So every lady in here ought to have a flower. If you don't, you need to raise your hand because you're going to be honored too.
These are Homer's boys. I'm getting away from them.
We like to bring Homer up. I'm just saying. We'd actually like to bring Rosie and Miss Barbara up. And also Miss Candy, and well, we can give them flowers, right? There's still more to go. But and I know I'll speak on my behalf, but my mom does not attend this church, and since I've moved back here from school, decided to stop going to school. And I decided to start stepping in church, and these ladies have been really influential to me. I look at Rosie as a mother. She just does everything, and I learned from that, and I learned from her and Homer's relationship, and I see how great of a mom she is, and how such a submissive wife she is, and it's pretty amazing. And Miss Candy, just looking at her relationship with Pastor and how she is as a mom and how much she cares for people, it's really amazing. And not to say Miss Barbara, I mean, you can't talk Miss Barbara, and just I know Miss Barbara. The one thing I like about her is just I'll sit there and listen to her. No matter how long she'll talk, I'll sit there. I'll sit there and listen to her because becoming into this church and me not being real close with my family and these ladies, whether they know it or not, every things that they said to me, even just as advice or anything, it stuck to me. And just watching their lifestyle is just really has blessed me and especially influenced me in God. So that's what I wanted to say to you.
I guess Alex covered all the points. I have nothing else to say, but happy Mother's Day. Thanks for the prayers. Rosie, thanks for allowing me to go to your house and eat all your food and take all this candy. Thank you as well, and love all you guys.
You on lockdown? No, I'm just saying.
I know you're probably tired of getting sick in my face. Okay. But this is not just to the mothers. This is like to all the children. I know my mom probably would want me to say this, and my grandma. But to me, a mother is a teacher, a guide, a friend, someone who's always there to protect you, to hold you, to care for you, to inspire you, to uplift you and stuff. But so many times some of us take our mothers for granted. As y'all oh well know, my mom is not here with me. She's up in heaven in a better place, probably looking down upon me right now as I speak. But I just want to say to all the children, Don't ever take your mom for granted. I'm not perfect, but none of us are. But I mean, all I gotta say is don't take your mom for granted. I mean, because you don't know when she might ever leave here. I mean, it might be today, might be tomorrow. You know, look at what happened to me. I was in eighth grade when I lost my mom. Only 16 years old. I mean, it's, you know, it took me a while to get over it, but after I came to reality, I realized that, you know, there's other people. I did have another mom, which is my girl, which is the one that I live with, Miss Cali Pro. And I just want to say to all the other mothers, thank you for, like, you know, being like a second mom to me, and happy Mother's Day to all of you.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you have not already spoken, but if you have, you can't get it again. But if you've already been up here, okay. Any last? It's winding down. I'm just waiting for whoever's going to come up here and represent me in a little bit. So.
Can I take 2, 3, 4, 5? Okay. Okay. I just want to thank the Lord for my daughter, because happy Mother's Day, because she's been a mom and a dad for her children. May the Lord bless you.
Anybody else? You've not already been up here. You've not, if you've been up here already, but you've not been up here, okay? Or your family's not been up here, not been represented. I'd like for all of our mothers, anybody else? I'll cut you too short. If you've not been up here already, or your family's not been up here. I'm going to give them all flowers together. Thank you so much for thinking of them. All mothers, if you're a mother or if you have raised children, helped in any way as foster care or worked in an orphanage, that qualifies you in the heart of God as being a mother. Would you please stand? And all the mothers that have been represented here this morning. Now, would you all please come forward, carrying your roses with you, the ones that have. And please, Candy and Amber and Davey, would you make sure the ones that do not have will be represented here? Do all mothers here have a rose? All right. These are representation of our mothers in the Family Prayer Center this week and most of the time throughout the year. And you've heard, hasn't this been a powerful time? Just the Holy Ghost took over this time. But mothers, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you as one of the chief elders and head elders of the church, and how much I appreciate you raising up godly seed. The most important thing you can do is not get your child a better education. The most important thing you can do is not be a good soccer mom. Thank you. The best thing that you can possibly do is to put Jesus in their life and continually teach them the priorities of life. And if you're past that age of raising little ones in your home, then the next best thing is you can pass that posterity down to your grandchildren, and you can sanctify them. So I appreciate what you're doing in those areas. And we, as the congregation of the Family Prayer Center, we want to bless you. Would you all please stand? And would you give this representation of mothers a great big applause this morning? Now, as I stretch forth my hands, would you stretch forth your hands with me and let's pray a prayer of blessing over these women of God. Father, we bless you. We thank you for all these moms. Lord, we cannot even imagine the thousands of hours of prayerful support that it took to raise and am raising their children. The countless nights, sleepless hours, being up by their bedside, working with them through problems at school and through different relationship problems. Lord, as they raise their children, even through home disasters and things where their children would at times seem as if their whole world was falling apart, and yet they as a mother stood beside them and held their hand. Bless them today. Multiply, Lord, their relationship in you in a greater way, in a greater dimension than they've ever known. And may they be filled with the joy of knowing that they have raised and are raising godly posterity in the earth. We bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. Do you greet these mothers with a great big hug? Wow, what a lovely day. The Holy Spirit just took that over. Our service has been somewhat different this morning. And it's been beautiful. But I'm going to ask you to worship God in your giving this morning. I'm going to ask you to look inside yourself and ask Him what He would have you to give to a ministry that is reaching out, and a ministry that is desiring to do everything it can to receive an outpouring. Listen, where are we headed? Well, we're headed to nonstop prayer around here. One day, I'm telling you, if I get to say anything about it, there will be teams of people that will 24/7 be in this church, praying and praying and praying around the clock. That means something. We need you here as much as we possibly can. Come to the house of God. Worship with us. Be a part of what's going on. Let your teammates see. Let your teammates see that something worthwhile is going on around here. And if it's not, come and change it. Come and change. Bring an atmosphere. Bring something with yourself. Praise God. Ask the Lord what He'd have you to give this morning. And you listen, and I'll pray. Father, we thank you. we bless you and we pray that, Lord, you will open the windows of heaven in the way that you do to speak to our hearts. Now, Lord, we don't barter with you because you don't barter with us. Everything's free by inheritance. We bless you now. We worship you with our gifts and our giving, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. We're going to bless you. We're going to allow you to come and bring this, and then you are going to be dismissed. Hallelujah. Praise God. We didn't even get into a wonderful series that we started last week. In fact, we're going to have to skip that series until we get done with that guy named Gary Carpenter. Hallelujah. Would you please stand? And Olivia, please, before they rush us, would you bring up the offering baskets? God bless you and bring it forward, please. I'm sorry, a quick praise report we can always do for more of those. Yes.
12 years ago, my sister and I had quit speaking. She just removed herself from me, my two brothers, my mother. We didn't know if she was dead or alive. In January or February, Jade tried to find her on the internet. So she found her son, which he's going to be 23 years old this year. We haven't seen him in 12 years also. So she calls me devastated. Mom, Brent needs us. He's been arrested. And I said, honey, what did he do? Mom, it doesn't matter. He needs us. It hurt her so bad. And I said, where is he? So he's in Arcadia. I said, well, let's just pray about it and see what the Lord leads us to do. So out of nowhere, out of the blue, my sister calls me for the first time. She says, I miss you, and I love you, and I miss Jade. She goes, I am so sorry for doing this, but you don't understand what I went through. And I said, you could have come to me. I'm your sister. Talk to me. She says, I couldn't. So now, and Jade, that night, that day when she found Brent on the internet, she put this big sign on her wall, pray for Brent. Every night she prayed for Brent, and this is what happened, the result. God is so good. He is so wonderful, and he loves us, and he doesn't want us to hurt. He doesn't. So we're happy. Amen. We are so happy. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What a wonderful testimony to end the service. God bless you. Bring this forward, please. You're blessed.